thank you. I'd like to say a little thing or two here while I'm tuning back up for another tune. I call that tune the Jesus Loves Us Mandolin Player Number One. This blues player, there's a little story behind that. When I was a kid, I started playing the mandolin, and I got to the place where I couldn't seem to advance any. So I went to church and got my hands prayed for. And so I started increasing, you know, and been able to do stuff and create stuff. And I got all this style and everything created. And in about 2.5 years ago, I started decreasing. And I really got worried and scared and everything because I got so I couldn't play very good mandolin. So I remembered when I had my hands prayed for, I didn't give the person credit that got me really straight, you know, and playing good mandolin again. And that's why I call these tunes Jesus Loves His Mandolin Player. And that's a long story short. I ain't very good at explaining things. Well, this is a mandolin in case anybody don't know what it really is. Since I've talked there and I'm just about in good tune here, these have 8 strings. I used to have a lot of requests to do that one I just did, you know. Then somebody said it sounded like Beethoven, so I changed a little bit because I didn't want Beethoven to think I was stealing his material. So I understand he's a good fiddle player. Him and a guy by the name of Shabosky. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him or not. I guess he's a fiddle player too or something. I used to think Beethoven used a straight pick like I do, but I guess he didn't. He must have been awful good because you hear a lot about him all the time. I seen a TV show one time, I guess it was Beethoven was on it, because I wasn't used to that kind of symphony music, you know, that I played with the New York City Ballet Orchestra a couple years ago, and I never heard no symphony music, you know, and there's one told me I was playing classical music, switching from bluegrass to classical, but I still do bluegrass. I'll do a little later on in the show, but I seen a TV show one time, and I guess it's Beethoven, before he gets to do his show, he'd get his straightened up like that, you know, and a big tuxedo on and swing that stick around like that. Someday he's going to lose that stick and hit somebody in the face with it. Now I'm in tune. This is called Jesus Loves His Mandolin Player Number Two. This is one I guess I wrote just about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Take or give a little. Thank you. see about them high-class musicians like that. They can take this writing music down just as fast as I could play it off for them. I don't see how they can do it. And they said, asked me if I could read music, you know, and I said no. And they said they couldn't believe it, you know, me create all this stuff and be able to play it like that, you know, and without reading music. And I said, I don't understand how y'all can do the way you do, read them notes that fast. Because that's really, really great, you know, people can do that. Jesus Loves Us, Mandolin Player number 5. Show you the difference between the what I've created during bluegrass music. I'd like to take a song here. What inspired me to play bluegrass music was people such as Bill Monroe and maybe and Jesse McReynolds. And Bill always told me, he said, always do something your own style, do something original. So after I created this style here, but now I should demonstrate what bluegrass music really sounds like. Thank you. keys. I got to play a tune twisting the keys on the mandolin. That key noted off a little bit. My God. I'd like to demonstrate here with a guitar, too. I have some special stuff I wrote for the guitar, but it's a little too complicated for me to do right now because I just laid the mandolin down. I'd be a little scared to attempt it. But I do one here. It's a real old guitar tune called the Sugarfoot Rag where I do flat picking. And a lot of people, I guess, like flat picking on a straight guitar here. All again. That was a Sugarfoot Rag. I'd like to do another song here that I wrote. A couple of rock and roll groups they did for me, and it sold a million copies, and I got a check, I think, for about $2 or something like that. Now, the truth is, a rock and roll group did the song for me and made me feel real good. So this one's called High Muddy Waters.
Someday I'll make it, oh yeah. Although I'm up to my neck in high muddy waters, not a nickel have I got. I've gambled my last time, even high on the hog. I spent I'm up to my neck.
Miss, seriously, I better do a little explaining here about the auto harp here. This here is a thing I created for the auto harp where I do individual picking. The way I see it, other people play the auto harp, they take and cross-hand them, you know, and play it, strum it, more or less, and just sort of where it all runs together. And what I'm going to do here, if I do it ordinarily good as I originally wrote it, I'll separate each note where you can understand, you know, what it really sounds supposed to be like where I originally wrote it. This is called Jesus Loves Us Auto Harp Player Number 2.
Thank you.
see, what was I was gonna do about the mandolin? In case somebody turned in late on the show, well, this is a mandolin. I've done some shows one time, you know, a festival, and somebody said, what was you playing there, you know, because I forgot to tell, I didn't realize it was so many people. Didn't know what this instrument is. It has 8 strings. Because most people, you know, used to the old kind of mandolins, they call them tater bugs. Because they have a big belly on the back. And I used to have one in there, but the only problem is you try to sit and they roll around all over you and you miss too many notes. That's really a fact, because they sound awful good. This here is, what did I start to say? Yeah, one of the first mandolin tunes I ever made. And it's more or less genuine grass called the New Camp Town Races. One of the first mandolin tunes I ever wrote. I have a lot more. Has anybody else got any requests you want me to do here on the mandolin? Oh yeah, I'll do a hornpipe here, a Fisher's hornpipe.
Thank you all very much.